16 minutes after 6 here on SAFM. You're with MoneyWeb. Earlier today, I spoke to Jim Rickards, who is the author of New York Times bestsellers Currency Wars and, more recently, The Death of Money. He has advised the Department of Defense, the U.S. intelligence community and major hedge funds on global finance. And he's in South Africa for the CFA South Africa Global Investment Conference taking place next week at Gibbs up here in Joburg. Jim Rickards has got some very interesting and, I think to many people, very controversial views about the global economy and financial markets. For one, he thinks we should return to the gold standard, and he does not believe that U.S. growth is all it's cracked up to be. So here is his thoughts, I guess, on U.S. growth and the fact that he doesn't really buy what analysts and the media might be telling us about the just how nice the U.S. is, just how nicely, I should say, the U.S. is growing. Here's Jim Rickards.
Well, I don't buy it, but I rely on the data, Hannah. I mean, it's there's an old saying, you're entitled to your opinions, but you're not entitled to your own facts. So what I do is look at the facts. Now, just to take the United States in 2015, first quarter GDP was 0.6%. The second quarter, granted, was very strong. It was about 3.9%. Although when you look behind the curtain a little bit, a lot of that was inventory accumulation. I usually back out inventory as a substitute final sales, but take it as it is, 3.9%. In the third quarter, we just finished the third quarter. We won't have those official numbers until the end of October, but there's a very good real-time tracker put together by the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, one of our regional Federal Reserve banks that has a very good forecasting record, and it's estimating third quarter growth of less than 1%, about 0.7%. So take the three numbers together, 0.6, 3.9, 0.7, add them up, divide by 3, and what you get is a good estimate of annualized growth of about 1.8%. The Fed's target is 2.5%. So once again, the target is too high, the forecast is too high, the actual data appears to be about 1.8%, which is very weak growth. Nowhere near U.S. potential, nowhere near the Fed's forecast. As far as employment is concerned, yes, the unemployment rate, that headline number, again, is 5.1%. But when you look behind the number, labor force participation in the United States is the number of part of the adult population actually working is the lowest it has been since 1977, almost an all-time low in terms of that data series. We are creating jobs, but what's happening is that we're losing a job that makes $80,000 a year in the oil patch, and we're getting three bartenders making $25,000 a year. Now, there's dignity in all work. I'm not disparaging bartenders. I think bartenders are just fine. But three $25,000 jobs doesn't replace one $80,000 job in terms of aggregate demand and purchasing power and marginal propensity to consume. And so what you have is that, yes, we are creating jobs. They're not high-paying jobs. They're not full-time jobs. The demand is not there. Real wages are not going up. Labor force participation is low. And then when you look at inflation, which is sort of the third leg of the stool, the Fed has a 2% inflation target. They use an indicator PCE, price deflator, year over year. That's showing about 1.2% that's going down. So looking at actual data, not the kind of happy talk you get on television and radio from a lot of analysts who are maybe have the interest of working for investment banks. But if you get away from the happy talk and look at the actual data, year to date, it looks like growth is about 1.8%, inflation is 1.2%, and real wages are going nowhere, and the job creation is weak. And so putting all that together, it's nowhere near the Fed target. It's much weaker than most people realize. If the Fed did raise interest rates now, which I don't expect, by the way, I should make it clear that I think the Fed's next move will not be tightening at all. It will be easing. We can talk more about that. But if the Fed were to tighten, it would cause an emerging markets meltdown comparable to 1998.
That was Jim Rickards, author of the books Currency Wars and The Death of Money.